Okay. We're up to the if phase. Okay, phase gimel and dalet are, I hope, not so nice in nowadays. Okay, when we have Tum Vatara again, then they'll be very nice. But phase, look, Gazer, so we're not going to, I know there's a big sugyas, but we're going to just breeze through them. Look, Gazer, even though some people are mistaken, they think, oh, so like it's Damim, there's no Din of Ksamim. No, Zakena has a Din of Ksamim. Muberes has a Din of Ksamim. Menekes has a Din of Ksamim. It's only a Ketana they weren't Gozer Ksamim, because Ketana is more Mesulekes Damim than the other three. So the Gazer B'Hinok Shlo Yezmana, meaning under Bat Mitzvah, the Haimishi B'Chus B'Yud Beis Afilu B'Yishtei Saros, Chena Filo Yishtei Serim B'Yud Beis Mat Kov Lo B'Yishtei Saros, right? We all know the Getter of Ketana, either under 12 or even older 12, when you checked and there's no Shtei Saros, Bein Shi B'Sul, Bein Shi B'Ula, whether married or not. But Filo, right, since she's a Ketana, they were not Gozer Ksamim, because it's very unlikely that she would menstruate. But Filo Rasa Kar Shtei Pa'avim, even if she already bled twice, we know that's not Masel Kar as being a Bas Damim. Well, actually, so Shlo Shalosh Pa'am Koshez L'Kath. After three times, very similar to what we saw in Kofi Tess and Avestos, after three times, now we assume that she is a Bas Damim, that she menstruates, and she would have Ksamim. Okay, the Shachir brings a big Machlokes Achronim, whether nowadays, again, I'm not, yeah, I wonder about this nowadays. In the days of the Shach, did girls get married when they're under 12? I don't think so. But he quotes those who are machmir. The Marshal says now that they were machmir in Dam Basulim, they were also machmir on Dam of a, on some of the Tana.
When, like, historically, timeline, was it Dam Basulim, Tana, or
Already in the days of the Amorai.
Sitting.
So he means already the okay, we'll have to see exactly when, but already in the days of the maybe perhaps the late Amorai, I'm not 100% clear. But once we're machmer in Dam Basulim, we're machmer on Dam of a Ketana, and everyone says that has nothing to do with each other. Then he quotes a Bach who says that Kulam Ketana is only a kesem on her clothing or sheath, but kesem on her body. It's still Aser. And the Shach says, no, like Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, Ketana has no kesem whatsoever, nothing to worry about. Again, not halacha ma'aseh for us, but we pass on like the Shach. Yes, for sure. 100%. Because the Chumar Dam Psulim is not in the Mishnah, and the Ksam is in the Mishnah. Okay, Gimel, Ha'isa Shofas, Kama Yom, Moshe Ha'isim, Midalefes, Tifach, or Tif, Lohetzik, Einu Elikariya, Achas. If she was flowing for many days or dripping for many days without a break, that only counts as one. Ad she tif soak, unless she has a break. But if she took a break and then started bleeding again, even three times in one day, that counts as three ri'yos, and now she's bechezgas damim and has ksamim because matame. The yesh bisha omer, that would be the Rambam. She ain't kis matame elokim rasa dam sholosh vestos. Okay, the Rambam says three times have to be 3 months. While the other Rishonim say three times, give me three times in a day as long as there's a break. The Ishlahakrix or Rishonim, we pass them like the other Rishonim.
Not
again,
Vestos months here, not just like a significant break.
Well, significant, like a time that would be a period, you know. He doesn't say. L'chor Misvari, you would think 19 days, right? After you made Nini Meziva, if I had to pick. Again, not Lamaisa. The is a big machlokas here between the Shach and the Taz. That if she's drips, then we're machlok like the first day and drip, 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 break for an hour, drip, 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 break for an hour, drip, drip, drip. That's three times. What if it's a flow and there's a break for an hour? That will also break in different times? Or do we say, no, in flow, there has to be a break or else you die? So therefore, that still counts as one time. Okay, so that's machlokas. The Shach says there's a break in shofas, right? It's a shofas or mezalefes, mezalefes, same thing. If she's a break and shofas, it doesn't count as a break. And the Taz says it does count as a break. Okay, they bring Rias. We're not going to get into it. Sifdalit, you know, because she'll give my alurus, we're also shlosh, but I'm a poskim alurus, she or shlosh onos. Again, this should be familiar, you're also from Kope Tess. Shem Tishim Yom, Chazers, the Kadmusa, the Kismatar, Shatas, the Shlosh, but I'm right. Even if she's bled many times, if she has a 90 day break, she goes back to being a Tana and has to reestablish herself as a Bas Damim again. and has to reestablish herself as a Bastom again, as we saw in Kofei Tess. Okay, now Sifhei is start the real halachal maisa. Like I mentioned, Sifhei from Yud are like most of the halachal maisa packed into this seven. Sifhei, Logajal Kesem, here's basically all the kulas. What kulas are we seeing? Some Aleph introduced some and brought this side dimension to Eshen. Beis du Dalad, one kula. Doesn't apply to Iktana. The hay brings down the big kula. Gajal Kesem, Yeshbo Kigris, Ve'od. This is Taka A. Machlokis. Where's Pranita? Machlokis Tanaim, right? It all has to do with lice, right? Lice is a macholis or a kina, same exact thing. Two words for the same species. The macholis, which is, right, what do we say here? The macholis is what they use sometimes, and here they use the word kina with a kaf.
Those the same thing, or this is intact?
No, it's the same thing. It both means a louse. Yeah, there are a lot of words for lice. There's a lot of them out there. There's a big machlokas tanam about this on Nun Ches Amid Beis, right? That there's a din of tliyana kesem, which we'll get to. If there's another source for the blood, you can assume it came from that other source and it wasn't damnita. And one of the tlios is a hargama acholus. If she killed a louse, she's tola how much until a gris shall pull, right? Which is a split bean. The split bean could be blood of a louse. The afi shalo harga. So the Tanakhama says she can only be tola an amount that's a gris or smaller. If technically the exact gris, you can be tola or smaller, just more than a gris, you can't. You can be told a gris or small if you killed a louse. Rechid Yemin and Tigno says, even if you didn't kill a louse, it's a general rule, because there's always lice. And we pass like Rechid Yemin and Tigno, that's what we just said. Look, Gosh, Olakasim, Elim, Yeshbo, Kigrisva, O. The Xavier is only if it's Kigrisva, O, more than a gris. Only if it's more than a gris. Or Shir, a gris, Hu, Katisha, Adashim, Shalosh, Shalosh. A gris is like 9 lentils, meaning 3 by 3 lentils. The Shir, Adashim, Gadal, Tsaris. And a lentil is like 4 hairs, 2 by 2 hairs. She will lamed vav saris, which makes 3 times 2 is 6 by 6 hairs, which is 36. What do you buy hairs? Hairs are very small if you line them next to each other. No, it means shaladim. It doesn't mean hairs. Six hairs is nothing. It means hairs as they grow on your body with the space in between them. Okay, and then there's a whole discussion in the Pesach Tshuva here. Hairs in your body or hairs on your head. And he brings in a whole machlokas. The chol's manlish is finished. Aim does the shear. Whenever it's less than that shear, meaning it's a group to gris or less, on a total over dumb kino, we assume it was a louse. Apishlo harga kino, like Rechneim, it took notes of the mission, chest and base, even though she can kill a louse. Havo sheishba, because that shear ain't told the kino, but if it's more than a gris, we can't attribute it to a louse. Bainim umru, bainim aruch, whether it is square or long, bein in his diamond, like gris, yos, the gun is that shear, mashar, but if you find a bean in your town bigger than this, then you can be told in that, because the assumption is if the beans are bigger, then the lice are bigger. Okay. I think so. Right. Okay. Now, the first question is, what exactly is this shear? Right? So they made it very simple. 3 by 3 lentils. Now, Minnesota, there are different kinds of lentils in different places. 6 by 6 hairs. I'm not sure everyone's hairs are equally spaced apart. In any case, it's machlokes and pesach tshuva yud aleph, whether it means hairs on the body or hairs on the head. In the sifkat and yud, he gave all these Yiddish words for different kinds of beans. You see, bunin, it's beans, but I don't know what the other words mean. Exactly what kind of beans? Lemaisa, we need to figure out in something that is easier to deal with than beans and lentils and hairs. All the achronim went through a lot of trouble trying to figure out the exact shear, and then trying to figure out what the other achronim meant by that shear. Lemaisa, bottom line, if you look at who has the hand that I gave out last time? Who doesn't have the hand that I gave out last time? Raise your hand.
Okay, here's three.
One for Leah, one for Anthony.
Okay. If you look at the hand that I gave it last time, the fourth makar, sorry, there's no numbers, but there's only five of them, is the Igros Moshe, Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Vav, Uvashay Lasso Bedover. It's really, this is a throwaway line, it's something else. Ishim Bereskar, Shasulo, Damar, Spekav, Arofi, Tzilo, Shalechet, Mayim, Chaim, Gilam, Shalas, Vigas, and Ligar, Chashon, Spinal, Uber. He named Adarak, so I'm not interested in his question right now. If it's only Kesem, taller than Yoshua Shir Kongress, it depends if it's bigger than a gris. Shehu Kein Penny, Matea shall send Echad Shalasov Habrit, the editor added. Okay, says Rav Moshe, the shear of a gris is a penny. So if it's bigger than a penny, it's a problem. If it's smaller than a penny, it is okay. This is a penny is 19 millimeters diameter. This is the opinion of Rav Achron in the Me'il Tzedakah, has a long essay, and that's what he comes up with, the Lechem Asimla. The Shut Me'il Tzedakah is one of the shuts that's quoted a lot of Hofes Nida. The Lechem Asimla is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Perush on Shulchan Aruch, Hofes Nida. Dechstam Sofer also comes up with this. Most Achronim come up with 19 millimeters. They didn't have a penny, but they all came up with 19 millimeters, which is a penny. That's the opinion of Rav Poskim, is 19 millimeters, which the penny. In Israel, you used to say it's an asimon, but they don't have a special coin they sold for payphones. They have neither asimon nor payphones anymore. But I still have an asimon. Oh, I should have brought it. I still have an asimon at home.
Asimon is bigger.
It's thicker, but it's the exact same width. No, a penny is thin and an asimon is thick, but that's not the point. They're the exact same size. You put them on each other, it's exactly the same diameter. 19 millimeters. Rav Ovadia is more makel. There's a minority of Achronim more makel. Rav Ovadia says 20 millimeters. And the difference is not the end of the world. Lamaisa, those are the two main shitas. Many Spartan and Charles follow Rav Ovadia 20 millimeters. However, and some people say that was Minigur Sisrael 20 millimeters.
Does that correspond to any coins in Israeli shekel?
No. This is what's unfortunate. I'll put all the coins on the board. Israel, you know, you can imagine, obviously, the same kind of Memshelas Hashmat that would make a tax on Chad Pa'ami would not make a coin the size of a gris to make sure that the Jews didn't keep Tara. So basically, a shekel is 18 millimeters. A 5 agarot, which they don't even have anymore, okay, it's 19 and a half. Basically, a shekel is 18, and a 10 agarot is 21. There's nothing that's 19 or 20. The 5 agarot, which they don't have anymore. But it doesn't matter. Basically, you need a penny. If you have a penny, right, I have a drawer full of pennies, just in case I ever need them to go paskin at Kesem. You need a penny, or it's easier to get a penny than they're very cheap. next time you go to America, bring back a couple pennies. Anyway, so yeah, no, it's a little bigger than a shekel. Shekel is 18. Again, a 10 agarot is 21. So according to Rav Ovadia, it's 20. I actually just saw that in this very, very nice sefer called Chok Uzman, written by the son of someone who learned in Gross. The Rav Avraham Yitzchak Ullman, the big posek in Eretz Yisrael, wrote that he doesn't like what this guy said, 19 millimeters. Not true. The minig Eretz Yisrael should be more makel. Okay, and then they argue what every Achron said. So apparently there's some Ashkenazim also say minig Eretz Yisrael is 20, but I do think that the mainstream minig is 19, even there Eretz Yisrael. They asked me, I don't know 19. What?
Didn't say 21.
Not that I know of. You never know. No, you never know, but not that I know of. Anyway, Lamaisa, we go with 19 millimeters. Some people say 20 millimeters. Yeshama Lismo, but generally we would follow 19 millimeters. That's what Ramosh says, that's a penny. My cousin Menachem Borstein made this very nice sheet. I hope it hasn't been enlarged or I checked. I think it's still good. Here, so I want to hand out the sheet. If you look on the because it doesn't have to be round, it's basically any shape which is the same area as a penny.
Ooh.
No matter what shape it is, if it's the same area as a penny, then the shear is then that would be tar. So these are all different shapes. Every shape on this thing has the exact same area. Every shape has the exact same area. So all of these would be a gris. This is, or smaller is mutter. Bigger than this is usser. You can write a computer program to do this. It's not really such a big deal. Okay. It's been zeros too many times. Anyway, Lemaisa, those are the two main sheets of 19 or 20. That's following 19, the penny of Ramosha.
It was going to be totally on the gris in the area. So I think it's just
It's a good question. I think part of the problem is that we're not sure what kind of bean counts as a gris. You know, as he says, look at in Yodikot Lechachan Tzvi, there's the Turkish beans, and there's the groisa beans, the large beans, and which. Because if you find a larger bean, you could be, but exactly what kind of beans count? I don't know if I see beans. I don't know. It's Lemaisa, I don't know. Lemaisa, there's some idea. Clearly, if you read any book from hundreds of years ago, they think that any country where the people are taller, the cows are bigger, and, you know, and the flowers are bigger, etc. I assume that's where it comes from. Lemaisa, nowadays, the minhag is that since we don't know exactly what kind of beans count, what kind of beans don't count, we just use a penny.
I'm saying the Tisha Dasha is assuming one type of bean, though.
Yeah. And then, the bean they had in the old days.
And nonetheless, that's what our 19 milliliters is going to come from.
Yes, correct. Our 19 milliliters comes from the Achronim figuring out the Tisha Adashim and the Lamed Vav Saros. Correct. That's where they get it from.
Really, that number could have changed.
Because we can have bigger beans. I don't know, someone should just make genetically modified giant beans, yeah. And then we can retire all Ksamim. Lemaisa, we're sticking with the minhag. It could be they didn't count genetically modified beans. It could be they only counted some kinds of beans, not others. I would not be confident that our beans count. So we're just going to stick with 19 millimeter diameter. Done. There's a lot of shilas that come up when it comes to... when it comes to this issue of the bean, of the kigris, but all of them surround a basic hakira. The basic hakira is, to what extent is this really a tliya or not? Meaning there are two ways to look at this. I mean, maybe some in between ways. One way to look at this is, the Tanakhama says, if you kill the louse, you can be tola up to a gris. And we've got like 3 minutes to take notes. There's always lice being squished all the time, whether you notice or not. So it's just a tliya on the lice that are always around. Is it a practical tliya, or is it just a formal shear? Right? Clearly, it started because of lice. But the question is, since it's a din d'rabbanan, do we say they're metaken, you can be tola on lice as long as it's mestaber, and this is the borderline mestaber, or were they metaken a shear, just like everything else in the world has a shear? I mean, in halacha. Has a shear. Everything halacha has a shear. Dalet amos this, etc. And generally, what do we do with shear in halacha? A shear is a shear, right? The Mishnah asks, oh, what do you mean a shear? Really? And 40 sa is enough water for a person to be told, and 39.999 sa is not? The Mishnah answers, that's how shear work. Halacha is a formal system, and we have shirim. So, especially when it comes to dinim d'rabbanan, hey, the gazru gazru, hey, low gazru low gazru. So that's the real question: to what extent is it really tliya or not? The lashon shulchan aruch sounds like a tliya. Calls man she'im bo kazeh shir anu tola lomer dam kinahu. Right? Says if it doesn't have the shir, you're tola that it is a louse. And that's the real question. And this has many nafkaminas. Obviously, the first nafkamina comes up with. How about Bisman Hazeh when we don't have lice? Hence, sometimes the girls get lice in their hair, but we don't have lice on our bodies, right? And most people don't have lice. So already, if you look at, this starts in the old days, look at the Pesach Yeshiva test, the Sefer Yireim. I am Sefer Yireim, some Kuf Tzadi Beish, because of the Anan Lo Bekiina Bashir. What? We don't... No, first of all, it's only on your hair, not on your body. When was the last time you found a red stain because of the lice in your daughter's hair? She got squished and bled.
Well, they also have things.
What? So we didn't have a whole slice. Okay, in any case, you save your math car for later. Anyway, let's start with the uraim in Simchat Tes. I am safe for uraim. Shekhazav da'anan lo b'kiyam b'shir ha'gris. Hilka, we're not a bucking gris. Hilka, tzarek li zar b'ksam fi shikala da'ash. Inda amacholas rabba. You have to use your shikala da'as. You have to see practically how big a louse is. In a shur roi she'in a roi litlos, etc. And if it doesn't seem like a louse, then you can't. Then you can't be told. And then he found the tshuva of the Basara Rosh, which is a funny tshuvas, because it's four tshuvas of the Rosh, who quoted this Yireim and said, therefore, we can only be told on the size of the lice in our days. Meaning, if it's really a tliya, then it should really depend on the lice in your days. And our lice are very, very small. Even the lice, you know, even the lice in the days of the Yireim, they're much smaller. Okay, but forget about that. How about
right, let's just ask the Sakira. Right here we have a Sakira. Sakira is it a practical tliya, or is it just formal shear?
Practical tliya or a formal shear? So that might already deal with the issue of the uraim. If you look in the lechem simla, he's not quoting the pisvei tshuva, but he's looking at lechem simla here. He says it's pretty clear for the uraim that if you have small lice, you can only be told a tiny drop. He himself, the lechem simla himself, thought that no, gris never meant a louse was the size of a gris. It just means that when you have a louse that gets squished, like other lice come and they get squished in the same place, then you can have a few lice getting squished in the same place. Because he thought the lice were never quite that big. The gris is pretty big. Really, you squish a louse and you get blood the size of a penny? I mean, it's pretty awful to have such big bugs on you. Those aren't lice. Those are like Boston Heights cockroaches. I hope you don't know what I mean.
More than gris.
But... So what about, right, in nowadays, nowadays, when the lice are small, right? If nowadays when the lice are small, then you might say, like the uraim, there's a very small shear, or like the lechem basimla, he says, no, a gris was really never meant to be one louse. Lice were always small, right? He says, no, lice were always small. And the gris is a few lice. Okay, that again, that's not gonna match anything any of the acronyms say in the simon. They always assume a gris is one. But that's what she gets yuck in the left in the simla. If you say it's just a formal shear, then you say very, very posh that. Left in the
simla means the place,
though? Yes. He thinks that it's a tliya, just the shear is based on a few lice. Now, forget about that. Nowadays, most of us have no lice. Okay, what if you don't have any little girls in your house? Then you never have lice, right? Who doesn't have a little girl in their house? Okay, so.
There's little girls living upstairs that they walk out to the last.
Okay, all the people who raised their hand, when was the last time someone in your family had lice? Like you or your wife?
How these or just you?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, Yesh Lion. Michael Goldman's telling me that I am. Michael Goldman is telling me that I am wrong, but I thought maybe that you could say that maybe really we have no, at least no body lice nowadays. It's a question, how far can you go? Like, I've really never heard of anyone finding any blood on anything because of squished the kind of lice that we have nowadays, right? Really, there's no relevant lice nowadays. In which case, you would just say,
there's no heter at all, according to this approach. Ah, but nowadays we still have a heter. So everyone knows that you all learn in your chassam classes about the gris. So the two is beirim. One is an chassam sofer found at the end of Sukkot Yod. He quotes a chassam sofer. Chassam sofer, again, he's not. Chassam sofer had lice. They had lice all over the place in those days. But still, in fact, their lice were small, right? So he says, what the chassam sofer says, the shear is like I said in the old tzedakah, really did a good job of it, fine. But then he says, but none of our lice are even close to a penny. Give me a break. That's big. Says, nearly, he thinks that, but in the old days, the lice were bigger. Thinks that the beginning of the Xer of Ksamim, we know in general, we'll see, there are those who disagree, but the general Mahalach of the Poskim is that there are two Nafkaminas of Mida. One is what we call Ba'ala, right? The Isser Bia. And the other is Taros. And the general Mahalach of the Poskim is that we're more Machmer on Taros than Ba'ala. There goes a lot of Xeros for Taros. So says the Chassam Sofer, the real Tchilas Xeris Kesem, this is at the end of Sukkot and Yod of the Pesach Tshuva, Misham Chomer de Taros. Really, they only made it because of Taros, but low plug. They made a low plug and they asked for their husband also. Really, they only wanted to go there for Tumah v'Taro. They were extra machmer for Taros. But as a low plug, they also made her forbidden in Tashmish to her husband. But he says, and why Shalotei Chuch? Because she was Muteris to her husband, but still Tumeya, that would be a joke. But he says, and he says, really, the Xerah shouldn't apply nowadays anyway, because we don't have a Tara. There should be no Xerah of Ksamah nowadays. However, there's a rule. Remember the beginning of Sechs Beitza? What's the rule? About Xerahs? Exactly, that Kaldar Shemini Shachmini Achavatira, whenever there's a Xerah, even if the reason doesn't apply, the Xerah still applies. And therefore, the Xerah still applies, but therefore he says, since it's only because of a low plug from the old days, says that some sofer, even though nowadays we don't have lice, if the only reason we do it nowadays is because in those days there were taros, then we still pretend he was those days. We're not more macro than in those days. Since in those days there were lice, nowadays you can also be told on lice, even though we don't have the lice, we can still be told on lice because in those days, they had lice, and the only reason we keep this there at all is because of a low plug because of those days. That's a very fancy chassam sofer. I think he's saying something in the middle. What does chassam sofer say? He says, shear is still to gris. Why? Because we're not more machmir than the Tlios of the old days. Why? In which case, the Shear would still be Kigris. Because, like, we still act like the old days, because the only reason we keep it is because of the old days. So we don't have to be our Machra in the old days. It's a, you know, not a practical Tlia, but a virtual Tlia. A theoretical Tliya. Now, Rav Moshe goes a little further. If you look at the sheet I gave you, says the last marker of the sheet, this Igor's Moshe, he says, even if it's for sure menstrual blood, they were not gozer on less than a gris. He says, because there are formalities. What's my proof that there are formal kulas? Have it on Darshan Makabotoma, like the ground. Remember? The first Gemara of Rav Kesem? She sat on the ground, found a lot of blood there, but since it was on the ground, therefore, even though we know it's menstrual blood, since it's on the ground, she's Tahora. So we see there's a lot of formality in Tokhus Ksamen. What does he say? He has a new shot. They stop where gozer on less than a kigris, technically on a kigris or less. Even if they told him, even if she knows 100 million% it's migufa, it's not, they weren't gozer. Nothing to do with the tliya. Even if she knows not from a louse. Afsha tam the pasmi kigris mishum shem da acholosu. Even the original reason for being make less than a kigris is because maybe it's for a louse,
But they across the board just weren't gozer. The last is just the reason they didn't make the gzera. But it's not a tliya. Just they didn't make the gzera. That's where Moshe is very clear. It's just a formal shear. Obviously, the reason is because of lice. But it's not that those are a tliya of lice, right? The Lechman Simmel thinks that those are a tliya of lice. And the Sam Sofer says those are a tliya of lice, but we can still do that tliya because it's we can pretend we're in the old days, right? Let's call it a virtual tliya. Rav Moshe says, no, they just weren't gozer and pachmi kashir. I know the reason was lice, but that reason is no longer relevant. That's just the gzera. And therefore he says, even when there's no lice, but apologies to my, like in our country, she's still tahora. Okay. He says it a few more times, but you get the point. Right? This is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says it is just a shear. Okay, so these are the three basic shitas. Either it's a real tliya, or it's a virtual tliya. Either we lived in the old days, or it's just a shear. The reason originally was because of lice, but then they just made it a shear. Hey for the gazru, gazru. Hey for the low gazru, low gazru. That's Rav Moshe.
Are there any rishonim that spell it out? Because then it's like you kind of saying Yerei or Rav Moshe. A little bit. Most great.
Yes, but every single Rishon and Achron between the Urayim and Rav Moshe didn't say like the Urayim, right? The Urayim says, oh, it's not a gris nowadays. And we know that every single Rishon and Achron disputed the Urayim. So it's not fair like Urayim versus Rav Moshe. It's like Urayim, but no one ever paskin like him. Then the question is, why did no one ever paskin like him? And that's why the Lechem Simmel is trying to say, it's still really a Tliya, but why do we not paskin like Urayim? To me, there's a few lice. And nowadays, there could always be a few lice that size, which again is very dachim because it doesn't that way from Shogun also. And that's why some sofer sort of got stuck and said, it must be we do this virtual tliya because it's only a low plug from the old days. And Rav Moshe just says, you know, enough of these fancy svaras. Just admit that it's a shear. Okay, this has a gazillion nafgaminas, as you can imagine. What are some of the nafkaminas? So, for example, Rav Moshe just said, if you, I forgot to bring the, anyone want to lend me their Shulchan Aruch for a second?
Do we have one here? Hold on.
Whoever left their Shulchan Aruch here. Okay. In the beginning of Siman, Kuf Pei Gimel, when it mentions Hargasha, remember it briefly mentioned Hargasha? Beginning of Pig. Well, I mean, you could turn if you want, or I'll just read it to you. The 1 second, it's a slightly different Surah Sadaf. In the very beginning of Kuf Pig Gimel, the small print on the side, where's the Torah of Shlomo? Oh, here it is. Here it is. The first Torah Shlom Hilchos Nida says, that even though we'll see that if there's a kesem, it's only v'shir kegris v'od. And why did the Mechaber here say your tummy tibas dam kechardol? That's with a hargosha. And you contrast that with let me contrast the Gilui Marsha. Says the Gilui Marsha. The fifth Gilui Marsha in Hilchos, you're listening, Hilchos Nida says, Midrabanan Tmeya Pishalagisha. Midrabanan, there's Tome even without Hargasha. Adds Gilui Marsha. Akpach Migris, even less than a Gris is Tmeya. What is less than a Gris Tmeya? Kimid Yodashi, that's Migufa. If she knows that it's from her, not from a louse. If she knows it's from the Makor, even less than a Gris is Tmeya. Yesh Mishum Kasim Dashirak holds me something like Cholish. The shear is only so you won't have a tzliyan machlokes, but if she knows it's menstrual blood, even one drop is tamei. Nowadays, when every woman finds one drop of blood in her underwear and she knows that it's not from a louse, says the Gilui Marsha, of course she's tamei. If she knows, she knows, right? So what's another nafkamina? Nafkamina is what about yoda'as tivadai dimikufahu? She knows for sure it's from her guf. If you look at it as a taliyah, then if she knows it's from her guf, she knows it's from her guf. And that's the Gilui Marsha in the beginning of Hilchos Nida says tamei. But the Torah Hashlamim disagrees. He doesn't take him on explicitly. But he says, the same line in Mechaber. What do you mean? What do you mean? He says that, when do we say without a hargashi or tamei, only if it's kigrisva oat? The only way to be tamei, if it's less than a kigris, is with a hargasha. Okay.
Explicitly arguing the Gilui Marsha, but implicitly says, nope, it's only if it's more than Grisva, less than Grisva, oh, it's not Grisva.
So this Lachora is a nafkamina of this question. What if she knows it's Vadai Migufa, says Rav Moshe, right? That was Moshe's basic conclusion. And this is the Torah Sashlamim in the beginning of Hilchos Nida. And the Mashmos of the Torah Sashlamim says she is Tahora. Who cares if she knows it is the Gufa? Okay, the Mashmos. Or maybe even the Diuk. The Sestor, what would the Chasam Sofer say? She knows it's Migufa. In my opinion, I'm not convinced. I think the Chasam Sofer, if she knows it's Migufa, the Chasam Sofer would say, even in the old days, if she knew it was Migufa, how would she know it's Migufa? She knows somehow. We all know how she knows it's Migufa. I mean, actually, it's an interesting question. Even if she's spotting whatever, how does she know Vadai that it's Migufa? She knows Migufa. She knows she's spotting the side effect of the pill, whatever, and this blood is Migufa. It's hard to tell.
Isn't that against the red
set? Okay, fair enough. But clearly, if you saw it as a practical plea, then you would agree with the Gilui Marsha. And you would say that she is Tamea. Okay, let's mention another nafkamina. Another great nafkamina is the Pesach Shuvos of Cotton Tess. What if it's less than a kigrisva oud, but thick? Narrow, but thick. Meaning, it's, Kilo, when you look at the stain's not so big, but it's thick, it's tall, right? There's a lot of stuff coagulated there. So in the Pesach Shuvos of Tess, he says, the Tamo Nirali, he thinks the reason for the chumer of the Uraim is the lowest parish, obviously, we're not sure how thick it's allowed to be. He's from Mashas Davat of a Sharokane, the main contract via Southern Sharokane, Bikugris. If it's thick, then obviously the shear is a lot smaller than a kugris because it's still a lot of blood. And if it's spread out like just a stain, then it's a kugris. Over dam godel gris you hold more color color the come back or easy was a cool shine but in a khashin but dover I know goes cuz the harsh shama so cuz was there ba over okay this seems to me to be all a quote from the alleged chubas basar rosh the what does the basar rosh say he says it seems to him that it depends how thick it is if it's very thin just a stain then it's useful oh but if it has thickness then it's much less. Because we all know a thick stain if you're oh, it could stain a whole garment, which makes sense. Meaning, don't go by area, go by volume, is what he's saying, right? So there's also a third dimension, how thick it is. But all of the Rabosai only go by area. Bayim Besidrei Tara, who also discussed this, whether you have to imagine that it was flattened and spread out or not. And he says, nearly, that we just look at the area as it comes before us. But he's not sure because Yesh Lomer, maybe Firos Amor, you have to judge, you know, like if it's thick, imagine if it will be very thin and spread out. So the Sidrei Tara is not sure. Okay, this is a classic question. What if the Dam is area less than Kigrisva Od, but it's thick? And therefore, if you spread it out, it would be more than Kigrisva.
So if you look at it as a tliya, it seems pashut that tliya should depend on the volume, not the area. After all, if there's a lot of blood, how could it be from a well? Slice aren't that big. You know, if it's this high, then obviously it can't be from a louse. You need to kill it for that. Then it would be pashut that it would be tomato if it could spread into progress the oat. I think it's possible. Some sofer would also say the same thing, tomato, etc. If you look at the oral shear, then I think F sure maybe you go either way, but nearly, if you look at a formal shear, the simple shot is a shear is just a shear. It's what it says. You don't start making fishbonos as to what it is. If they say, if they wanted to say volume, they could have said volume. There's plenty of volume shearim in Shas, right? There is a kezias and a kabetza and a kadosha. There's big ones and small ones, you know. But then it should be tahara. Why? Because they say the shear as area, they say it as area, just like we find my kazayas. Ah, which doesn't matter if it's a spongy kazayas or a packed in kazayas, etc. They're very different amounts of mass. No, a kazayas is a kazayas, then we don't start making cheshbonos. A shear is a shear. We don't start saying, well, it really shouldn't be, right? You never heard of someone saying, I mean, there are all kinds of weird cases, but you never heard of someone saying, ah, this chala, you know, this, it's not really a kazayas, because if you squished it, it would be less than a kazayas. Yeah, if someone collared the coals in it, it's different from a normal towel, right? You don't say the, you just say it is what it is. So there's parts that would be tahora. And that with the chora should be enough to mean whether it's a formal shear or whether it's a practical tliya, even a theoretical practical tliya. Another nafkamina could be the discussion of, oh, by the way, Agav, what does Rabbi Q. Eger here say? He says, I'm considered a tahora. Okay, doesn't really tell you too much. Who says what here? Who says what here? The minhag ha'olam is tahora already since the summer rosh, right? Again, I'm not claiming that that was the minhag days of the rosh, or that was the days of the minhag of the author of the summer rosh. However, the sidrei tahara is masofik, right? Sidrei tahara is masofik. He's not sure, right? The sidrei tahara is the Sufak. He's also Rabbi Q. Eger signing him, right? So there's some doubt about this.
The person is Latin.
What?
The person is Latin, and so we get an area question. Not only questions.
The questions you have to, if you flatten, then then your wife will be awesome. You have to flatten it. Or you think, oh, right now it's not a. The minig is that right now it's not a congress. She's a terrorist. Don't make trouble. Maybe if you did flatten it, it would be worse. I'm not, you know, yesh lion. Or maybe, you know, once it's muteris, it's muteris. It's a good pas, just everything once. I don't know. What if you did flatten it, would that make her usher?
Pas does not. You can't go by the volume.
Exactly. We will go by the volume, you go by the area.
I'm saying you can't go by the fact that it's okay. Once it's a volume question, then it's okay.
But it's not a volume question, it's an area question.
Well, the question is, I'm saying then the area is broad, the area is bad.
Yeah, the question is whether it changes or whether it goes by when you first find it.
So you would see that there was enough blood there the entire time.
What?
Can they go back to the last scene?
I mean, you mean, what? You mean two semana ago? Maybe. Okay, you're lying. Anyway, don't do it. Well, the mics, it's usually not so posh because it dries. They talk about imagining you flatten it. They don't talk about actually flattening it. Because once it's dry, you can't really flatten it. Okay, and also interesting, this Rabbi Akiva Eger. Look at this Rabbi Akiva Eger at the end. There are two Rabbi Akiva Egers in this, the second one. First one just says, look at this Sidrei Tahara. How about if it's black? Unatol lomar b'mar shachar t'meya apach mikigris bali ha-nefesh. Who's the bali ha-nefesh? Right. So who is the right bali ha-nefesh? If it's black, then you can't be tahara. Because dam of a kina is only red. So if it's black, then even if it's tiny, it's still usser. So here's a great question. What about a kastem shachar kachos mikigris v'od? If you're really looking at it as a tliya, then it should be tmeya. That is the opinion of the right bid. And Rabbi Akiva Eger.
who quotes him. And the Sidrei Tara also says an Osir. If you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, so cutting your days, he quotes that the Sidrei Tara, the second half, I'm a little over. I am a Sidrei Tara. They quote this right. However, in the beginning of Sukkot Yud Beis, quote the Mil Tzedakah, says the Mil Tzedakah, the Hayim in Aroy Latami Kesem Shachar. We should have said that even a small black stain, Pachas Mikigris, is Usser, because it can't be blood of a louse. But the Elohim Limush, you go put them in the postman, should have said so. Since the postman never said so, it's Mutter. That's the point of it. It's back then. The postman did say, he just didn't check about the Nefesh. But the Mil Tzedakah says mutter. The Mil Tzedakah says mutter. It could be, again, Mil Tzedakah, he dances between, if you look at him, he dances between different svaras. Even if he's wrong, the meaning is like him. Because when it comes to black stains, there's always things that can make black stains that that you never know what they are. There's too much black dirt out there. And therefore, black stains are really unlikely to be damnida. Anyway, forget about lice. Just the damnida doesn't usually make black stains, so we're not really so worried about it.
The whole part of black stains.
Apparently, the Ravid is a Masorah, the blood of Laos is not Miskalkel that way. Or Laka, technically. Yes, I that's beyond my knowledge of chemistry. I'm going to assume the Ravid knew more chemistry than I did. And even though you'll say, he lived like 800 years ago and they didn't know anything about science, he probably still knew more chemistry than I do. The another fascinating discussion. It's hard to tell. Even nowadays, it's a little hard to tell what color something is on a colored background. Certainly, when they originally made the Gzeirut Ksamim, remember, they were only Metame four kinds of red, and you had to bring it to a Chacham who knew the difference between these four kinds of red and other kinds of red. And that was impossible to tell on a colored background. So basically, they had to either always be Machmir Misafik or always be Mekel Misafik. They made a decision, since some are Darbanan, not to be Gozer and colored, because then you never get Vados, and you just have to be Machmir Misafik. And why should they be Machmir Misafik on a Darbanan? So we're not Gozer on colored. We're not Gozer on colored garments.
How would they not have been only times of when they were Bikian and the covers and finishes of that? And now you have five things running out of it.
I did.
It would be difficult to be able to tell when they had the covers and finishes of red on the colors. That's impossible. They would be white. But to just be able to tell if that or leaving.
So first of all, even nowadays, it might be hard to tell if it's red or not on a colored background, depending on the exact color of the background. And second of all, if the gozer goes, or if the logos are logos. Yeah. At least for when it comes to colors. Just because you say that, colored is a formal part of the Xera, doesn't tell you whether the lights are. Because a kagris is expressed with Lashon Tfliya on the post given colored is not. So that doesn't bother me. Anyway, Kitzer, what about the following case? What if you have striped clothing? And there's a stain that's half on white and half on blue. And it's a kagris, the ode. But the part on white is not a kagris, the ode. That's a great nafkamina, right? What if you have a kesem, kagris, the ode? Al beged menuar, ve'achelek al halavan is pachas mikigris. Right? You have less than kigris on the white, but the whole thing is more than kigris for oat. Meaning, you know it's not from a lapse, right? Because it's one stain, and not that much blood could have come from a lapse. So what do we do in that case? That is a great question. So the Pesukei Tshuva deals with the Kachav and says, look in the Me'il Tzedakah, who says that that all the colors, the part of it, the color doesn't count toward the Kugrisva Ode. Part of it, the color doesn't count toward the Kugrisva Ode. Okay, this again, if you look at the Ilsa, it's a little more complicated. That makes a lot of sense. If you just say it's a sheer to be the Hovra, all you know it's not a louse. Even in the old days, you know it's not a louse. It can never have been a louse because it's just too much blood to be from a louse, but it doesn't matter. Since the shear, only the part of white counts towards the shear, so there were a little goes on the part on white, and the part on the white is puff to meet the shear. This is the shita of the Me'il Tzedakah. However, he calls the Chavos Das, which says Tmeya. Why? Because it can't be a louse. The Chavos Das makes sense. It's really a Tliya, even a virtual Tliya. Okay, you can't have a Tliya because it's too big to be a louse. But if it's a shear, then we say what's on the blue doesn't count. What's on the white is a serpent, it's less than a shear, so you're okay.
A very parallel discussion to that is found in the Rabbi Akiva Eger on Sif Yud. Said Rabbi Akiva Eger there, he starts with discussing the same Me'il Tzedakah, right? And quotes, he agrees with the Me'il Tzedakah. And then he says, I have another case that's very similar.
What about the following case? What about a kesem sheyesh bo narok? From a louse, there's no tliya. And that is, in fact, even though it's not quoted on this page, but if you go to the back of the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Chavos Das says.
Chavos Das says tamei. It's not quoted in the Rebbe. Because it can't be from a louse. If it was from a louse, why is there so much up here that it's bigger than a kegris?
I mean, there's another rabbi which is
a louse in color. That's a great question, and I'm not sure if lice might have. What? No, but those are the modern day lice. The modern day lice, they're not juicy at all. What does he say? He says, give me a second. He seems to. Oh, 1 second. Yeah. He seems to say only if it's kegris. Maybe he's assuming that lice could also have yarok in them. I don't know. Anyway, that's the Chavos Das. But Rabbi Akiva Eger says Tahora, which makes a lot of sense if you look at it as a shear. Now, there could be other explanations for this for Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Tzedakah. I admit, perhaps you could just say, well, it's really Tliya, but we think that the different parts of this came from different places at different times, so it'll sometimes get a little dachuk. Lamaisa, we will leave it at that. And it's interesting. Chavos Das there says, and I know a lot of poskim are against me, but I'm sure that I'm right.
What do we do when we have like this type of kahira where you clearly see that shitas don't line up?
So you have to answer up the shitas. The Chavos Das, I think, really lines up, right? The Chavos Das lines up. The Rabbi Akiva Eger does not line up, right? Rabbi Akiva Eger does not line up. And what are you going to have to do with Rabbi Akiva Eger? Again, if it was just this one, I would say, and that he doesn't count the yellow because maybe he really thinks that
Like, because maybe he really thinks that maybe it was like coincidence. The yellow came out of her body and the red came from a louse, and it could still be a flea, even though it's a little dark. But in this one, with the stripe bed, right, it doesn't count for part of the other stripe. I mean, you have to answer it off. One way is to say that these are real tleos. And the Dothak say, you know why? Because maybe what's on the stripe is really not red, and it's really from someplace else, just coincidentally completes the pattern. That would be a little dark. The other option is, no, he really just does think it's a shear. But built into the Xera, they were only attacking the shear about red and not about black, which is a little duck hook. I don't have to answer it up. I don't have a great answer. I don't have a knockout answer. Okay, you have to keep trying to have a knockout answer, or else suffice the duck hook answer for now. But I'm not, you know, it's a good question. But no, it's not like totally okay. There has to be a yishuv, but
Why don't we assume the evil is left here?
You just have to explain the sheet to forget about Hakira. Say, why is it that if there's 3/4 of a kagris on the white and it's one round circle, and 3/4 of a kagris on the right, and 3/4 of a kagris on the blue, that she's Tahora? We all know it's not from all else. I guess Hakira's. Just ask for Rabbi Eger that question. And
Rashi says you don't know that
what
you're seeing is red.
And I mean, even the Melzadoko goes back and forth about this.
I have to be told on the setup in that case.
What do you mean?
According to Rashi understood that it's a color, so you don't know what color it is. So don't think that it's red, it needs to be told on something else. I have to be told on something else.
It's one color. You know the
whole thing. You're like, I don't know what color I'm seeing.
Okay, but you still know that it's not from a louse. And then why are you so big?
Why are
you? Okay, I guess that's what I'm saying, Bedochak. Fine. That's what I'm saying, Bedochak. You could say that the part on the blue is not really red. And since it's not really red, maybe it came from someplace else, or maybe even a louse could have up to progressive red, plus could have some other stuff.
Even that last, the
usual
last one's also
dark. Right. Okay. But maybe you could say that lice have up to a kagris of red and also have yellow in them. You know? I work it out. Okay. Anyway, Lamaisa, I realized that we never filled in. This one, I think I would say that, what would the Sofer say in this case? Say, if she actually knew it was Migufa, then it would be Tamei, because even in the old days there's no Tliya. But in a regular case, it would be Tahora, because you would say in the old days you wouldn't actually know it was Migufa, because you never know when to be a less. So theoretically, you would admit if you knew it was Migufa, it would be Tamei. But practically, he would say in the old days, even if she's spotting on the pill, it could still be a less this time. So maybe it's a less. Okay, halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin all these things? Let's just get the psach down, Rabosai. How do we paskin all these things? I think the minig olam on almost all these things is very, very bar. And it's always like the mekilah. We paskin that the shear is still a kagris nowadays. If it's vaday migufa, then the minig is also. Like Rav Moshe, what do you mean? No, that every woman wears full steam in her underwear, like right now, it's also Malcolm knows it's Vadim Gufa, and we're still Mako. The minig is that even if it's thick, it's Tahora. The minig is even in black. Although here, it's a little tricky because, like, again, the experts will tell you that for sure the black is something else. If it's not a louse, it's dirt. There's a lot of black, not so much dirt out there, but a lot of black dirt out there. There's black dirt everywhere if you look small enough. There's small specks of black dirt everywhere. You don't even usually notice them. And the minig is clearly in these cases it's a horror. Basically, the minig across the board supports Rav Moshe. It could be Bedochan. You can explain them all with another explanation. But if you ask me, I admit that if you wanted to, you can explain all these minig olams by it's really home at the other side of Hakira, just give it some very complicated explanation. But the simple shot is the minute is so posh that we really hold like Rav Moshe. I assume that's where Rav Moshe was coming from. He knew the Minig Olam was. He says, let's just admit it. The Minig Olam is that it's a shear. And that's how we pass it. Let me just idea, just think that it's going to be too difficult to explain why. And Minig Olam, I mean, all Sfarim nowadays. I think any safer you open will say all of these check marks. At least almost all. Yeah. I can't say I remember specifically every. I don't remember any not, and I remember most of them yes. So if you don't have to say Rav Moshe, but at a certain point, this is pashtus is like Rav Moshe. You know, gone. I'll just mention, take a question from Maury, then mention one other very controversial issue.
Is there any reason to say that the lice point is just lav daka? It could be like we replace the lice with mosquito. Mosquitoes are good kill, I mean, they really do. There's a lot of blood there. It's a lot of human blood.
And that's interesting. Could you say lice is lav daka, but everyone has mosquitoes nowadays? Did everyone have mosquitoes nowadays? I mean, you'd say we all live in places where we've been around mosquitoes once or twice, you know, and maybe they talk about lice. I mean, because they contradict it with pishpishim. It's interesting, smart. Maybe you say our mosquitoes count as lice, and therefore we have a real flea.
I've definitely spotted a mosquito and like left that.
Yeah, no. That's true. You do get a little stain. I don't know if it's up to a gris. You never know. I never measured. It could be. When the mosquitoes are like full, right? You catch them right at benching. It could be you'd get a gesunter stain. Okay, I have to think about that. It's an interesting suggestion. I just want to mention one other big machlokas. Based on the case of the stripe. There's actually three possible shitas. Tapostah says you count the blue. We say you don't count the blue. But, and let's just draw a picture, right? Maybe we'll see if we draw a picture now. One second. I'm not going to see the picture, so I'm going to try this. It doesn't matter. It's just, you know, it's hard enough for me to draw a stripe. It'll make my life more difficult. Okay? And?
Whoa.
Okay. It's impressive. I really think I accomplished my goal. Don't like start asking, did you really need to draw that picture or accomplish this goal? Just let me enjoy my success. Now, let's call this A, B, and C. Okay? What counts? So the Tavosta says A plus B plus C counts. And we all follow the Kavazdas. The Me'il Tzedakah says, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, what did they say? A plus C. That's what he said. I don't have the blue, but there's all one stain, A and C are mitzvah. And he said the same thing in this case. Right? He also says, you know, you have to have a different picture, right? What's the different picture in this case? Would be more. Yeah. A, B, C. The constant is the same thing. You count it all? And he says, no. You only count the red. But you count both reds together because they're not separate. They're all one piece. Even though we'll see that normally you don't, that's sorry, different drops of red, right? That's above. But here you count them together. However, there's a third sheet, and that's the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek is the third of the Rebbe, right? He is the grandson of the Baal Tanya, right? This modern orthodoxy in the 21st century. You got a few Chabadniks in the room. The Tzemach Tzedek is medayek from the Shulchan of Arav here. I don't know that I'm not the Tzemach Tzedek. I read the Shulchan of Arav here just all the time. Shulchan of Arav has a commentary from Hosnida, and I didn't see. All he said was he quoted the Milstein. Basically, he didn't write that you're mitzarif A and C explicitly. He wrote, you don't count B. And he didn't say, but you're mitzarif A and C. He says, like an Otsadaka said. Why does that get an Otsadaka? The Tzemach Tzedek said, and not only the Tzemach Tzedek, I saw this very nice sefer written by the son of someone who learned here, that he quoted that there's a Hornestipler who was also a grandson of the Baal HaTanya, who also understood his grandfather this way. I don't know, I'm not holding all the rebbes. Anyway, the Tzemach Tzedek says he's more mental. Tzemach Tzedek says just A and just C. If A is a Kegrisva Od, then she's player. C is a Kegrisva Od, she's player. But you're not tired of A and C. You're not tired of anything. That's a big cool. Right? That Tzemach Tzedek is a big cool. Nowadays, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think anyone passing like the Chavos Das nowadays. I haven't seen them in any Sfarim. Every sefer I've seen, I don't know about the Chabadics. I assume the Chabadics hold it outside. So, but every sefer, I haven't checked Chabad Sfarim, every sefer I've seen passing like the Mid-Old Tzedakah, like the Mid-Old Shita. Every sefer I've seen passing that way. I know that I've heard from different rabbis that there are some rabbis who are maybe like the Tzemach Tzedek. I assume there are a lot of rabbis that have the bias on them. If they're not Chabad rabbis, then I think that's, I don't think that's the accepted shot.
Is Simon Nagel?
I don't know. Anyone? Okay. So I'm going to find out for Simon Nagel like the Tzemach Tzedek. That's an interesting question. Anyway, Lemaisa, Rabbi Willie, does not make it like the Tzemach Tzedek. The main Shema of like the Old Tzedakah. Main Shema of like the Old Tzedakah, the in between Shita. Okay. Let's move on then.
We're going to start again with side. If we're not going to count B, that means we're saying what about B?
That means it doesn't count because.
So we get up in two separate.
No, but it's still one thing. It's still absurd.
But it's not.
Wait, we're saying that B doesn't count, but it's still enough to even Cyrus A and C. Because A and C are connected. They're connected.
There's something irrelevant.
Yes, but they're still connected. Okay, so you're the top side. Great.
The reason why we can't do B is because it's on like a different color, so you just can't tell. It's obviously the same Kessel.
Right. This is obviously the same Kessel. Okay, the truth is the striped clothing doesn't come up that often. You can get polka dots or something. Usually the polka dots are pretty small. And polka dots never separate things. You need actual stripes to separate things, right? Polka dots, usually this thing goes around the polka dot. This happens a lot more. You have a big kesem, and some of it's red, some of it's not red. The question, do you add all the red parts together or not? Again, the Shalom said it was talking about this case, but I assume who it did. That whatever you said about this, you would say about this.
That there's parts of the kesem that you can make it on.
I think that Tzemach Tzedek would say if there's one big kesem with like a little red here, a little red there, you're not sarsim. But that's not the mainstream. The mainstream is that if it's all obviously one piece, then you're sarsim all the red. That's like the mainstream in a golem. I assume Chabadniks are mako. And I know some. What do you mean,
Okay,
Simon's Mangel, Magen Sarach. Okay, so you have what to rely on if you're
stuck.
The Nithing of Real. Okay, so maybe that, I forgot. Where Simon, you got to check the Nithing of Real. For Simon, you got to check her body, the Nithing of Real. Okay, I'm not a bucky in either of them, but they're both big Tony. Okay, Sitvav. Shmuel, did you used to be in charge of photography?
Yeah.
Okay, you still are. Okay. Sifvav. Adrina Shira, Bein Mekesem and Tzachaluka, Bein Mekesem and Tzalbusara. The Shira Gagris applies both to her clothing and to her flesh. The Yesh Omer Shalom Lekesem and Tzachaluka, Alokesem and Tzalbusara Vlad, Mkomash Koshin Lehem, Ein Lo Shira. Some people say the Shira only applies to her clothing. But clothing found in her body in the places where it would be a problem, meaning places where it could drip from the mucker.
right? If she finds blood on her neck, then that's not a problem anyway, because it couldn't have gotten from the mucker over there. I mean, you know, places in the lower part of the body. Then there's no shear, even a kalshu is tame if it's only on her body. It seems very clear. By the way, who's the machmir here? The Rambam. It seems very clear, and it's mefurish the Rambam. It's only machmir, it's only on her body. If it's on both her body and her clothing, then he's mekel. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes machlokes that the Chavos Da'as is machmir, even if it's on both her clothing and her body, but every achron in the world disagrees with that. He doesn't, he only quotes one, because it's mefurish in the Rambam. That. So let's just put this on the board. What about on here? Chalukah, Gufa versus both. So Rov Rishonim, which is the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, says Kigris Va'od, Kigris Va'od, Kigris Va'od. The Rambam, which is the second day of the Shulchan Aruch, says on the Chaluk, Shiras Kigris, Altehu. But if it's on both, then the Shir is again a Kigris Vod. The Chavos Da'as says Shiras Yochid, which is very Docha, because it's all based on the Rambam. The Rambam is black and white. There's not two ways to interpret the Rambam. Okay, Chavos Da'as has a Shitas Yochid. It's not like just Sanhedrin Kara versus Chavos Da'as 50-50, what you might think. It's really Shitas Yochid that no one in the world would ever be kosher for. Kigris, Altehu, and a kosher.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Either way.
Okay, no one passes the Chavos Da'as.
Lemaisa, how do we paskin up in this? Machlokas again, the Chavos Da'as is really a Shitas Yachid. The Shach, well, what do you think the Mechaber thinks? Right, the normal assumption of the Mechaber is that the Stam and the Yesh Omrim, he passed like the Stam, that's Pashas of the Mechaber. The Shach decides to be Machmir here. He quotes in the Bach is Mekel, he passed like the Yesh Omrim Sefres, which is Mekel here. The Shach himself says that he thinks it's Pashut, that we should be Machmir. He also quotes Rabbeinu Simcha from there. He thinks Tosafot and the Rashi agree with him, although no one else thinks that. And the Shach is Machmir. He says, Mashbekar Rambam. He quotes a Mefurish Gemara like the Rambam. The Gemara says, if it's a Safik on her clothing, we're Mekel, on her body, we're Machmir. Does that mean Safik louse? And the Dung Rabbam on the side points out, no, the Gemara explains that means something totally different. The Gemara gives a totally different explanation to that line of the Brisa. Okay. Lemaisa, the Shach is not very mainstream in the Pesachei Tshuva. He quotes that the Maharab Broda, I don't know who that is, also has like the Rambam. But the Bach was Mekel, and the Sidrei Tara was Mekel, and the Michlas Yaakov, that's the Torah of Shlomo, was Mekel, and most of the later Achronim were Mekel. Lemaisa, we are Mekel like this. Who follows the Rov Rishonim? The Mechaber, the Sidrei Tara, the Bach, the Torah Sashlomim, that's the Michlas Yaakov, who follows the Rambam, the Shach, and I'm not sure who the Maharaj Brody is. What?
The
Beis Yosef. Right, fair enough. The Beis Yosef agrees that the Beis Yosef does agree with the Rosh is Machmir. Lemaisa, all of the Maisa, we Paskin. We paskin like the first day that even on a woman's body, the shear is still a kigris va'od. That is, all modern day poskin agree to that. It's not so clear what the svara differentiate is. What's the svara differentiate? I know there's a brisa that says in suffix, whether it's from her or not, we're more machra on her skin. Which again, as the Gemara points out, the Gemara says that's referring to something that the Gemara says that's referring to something totally different. A weird case that will come up a little later. But the what's the svara? Anyone think of this? Like the svara for Rav Rishon was pashut. Like if whatever the lungs was on the horse last time, if they weren't gozer because of lice, they weren't gozer because of lice. There's lice on bodies. There's lice on clothing. What's as far as Rambam? So that's the I lost my money. Who says that? I don't know. Maybe it's something. It's within Beisyotei. Okay. So what's the svara for the Rambam? What's the svara?
The svara for the Rambam says that I lost my money. He says it is a more practical svara. He says the guf is baduk mikinim, meaning the guf is free of kinim. Lice only live on clothing, not on your body.
Yeah, it's a little tricky because maybe if you get squished on the clothing, get on your body. No, but then it would also be on the clothing. If it's also on your clothing, arms may kill. If it's only on your body, lice should not live only on your body. They should live in your clothing. Right? In those days, they would delouse their clothing. Then don't imagine your daughter has lice in her hair. But on Stam, you know, not very parts of the body. Apparently, lice don't like, I'm not a bucky on body lice. They don't like living on non-hairy, they don't like living on skin. They can live on hair, they don't live on skin. And therefore, they like clothing. Okay, so the Chavos Das is a slightly different shot, and that's like a Rashba. That is a good question. Now, I don't know if it's a good question. I don't know if it's actually he was basing himself on here versus maybe that's just me putting our modern day reality into it. I don't know if they had a minute of Saras also Makam in those days. Either I'm wrong and it's nothing with that, it's just lice only in clothing and not anywhere, or maybe they didn't have the minute of Saras also Makam in those days. The Chavos Das based on the Rashba, I mean, it's pretty important than Rashba, says a different shot. He said it's a sort of kan nimtza kan hayah, meaning if you find the blood on the guf, then we assume it came from the guf. If you find the blood off the guf, then we don't assume it came from the guf. It's a little halacha, kan nimtza kan hayah. Now, this is an interesting application of it, but this seems to be a little more formal.
But the Chavos Das says, based on the Rashba, kan nimtza kan haya, meaning wherever it is now, that's where it came from.
It seems to be a little bit more of a formal principle. It seems like it's more practical, like lice just don't live on your body. Well, the Rashba was more formal. Lice do live on your body. When you find it on your body, and it could have come from your body, we have to put two and two together, so we came from your body. When you find it on clothing, and it had to come from something that's not clothing, then your body's not clothing, the lice aren't clothing, so we'd be nagel. Okay, in any case, one of these is probably svar of the Rambam. I'm not talking the Mukr of the Rambam. There's the svar of the Rambam, but we don't have Paskin like the Rambam. We'll come back to the Mukr of the Rambam in a second.
When do we normally say that? Little condoms are kind of little things.
What's a classic case of kan nimtza kan haya? Yeah?
Okay, I had a question.
One second, where does that come up? And where's that? Furish?
I mean, like, why is this case such a deviation from normal application?
What? Yeah, I'm just trying to think of an exact case. If I stop thinking about it, it'll come to me. Okay, so I'll try to stop thinking about it. Okay. I'm not sure exactly.
if they use that phrase there. Okay, it'll come to you. Yuda.
What's the difference between this principle and Karolin model?
I don't know if it's really a matter of Karov. It's really a funny kind of, I admit, because it's not like her mucker is closer to her leg than lights are, right? It's more of like her body is the same as her body. What does he say? Let's see. If he has a good phrase here. Hataya Kosra Rashba. Okay, maybe he did. You know, he doesn't use that phrase. He says, "Bibsari ishtachachum ibsari kachazia regalayin ledor." He quotes the Rashba. Since it's on her body and it could be from her body, we assume it's from her body. Which again, I'm just not sure what that means. Like the lice also crawl on her body, and maybe the lice are closer. So maybe I shouldn't even use this phrase. But let's see. Let's just say that Tolin Bibsara. Bibsara. That's what he's basically saying. Yeah, her body, you attribute to her body. Seems to be a formal rule. That's what the Rashi explains to the Rambam, even if he doesn't agree with him. Okay, let's come back to the Gemara's about this after we'll go in order, even though I would have put Vav before, I would put Vav next to Ches, but we'll read. I don't know exactly how to translate into modern English. But if she killed a pishvesh or even smelled, it had a very unique smell, very recognizable smell. She can be told of blood even up to the size of a tormus, which the kind of kidney is bigger than a bean. They still have tormuses nowadays. But nowadays they're like protected flowers or something. They're very, very pretty flowers. In the old days, they cared less about the pretty flowers and more about the food. But right, tormus, right? We all remember tormus from seventh paragraph of Shabbos, right? No, the one that you have to cook seven times, etc., and all the funny borer. You really do remember that one. Shulky or Shockley or whatever it is. Anyway, the tormus nowadays is a very pretty flower. Like all Israelis go out to like climb a mountain and see tormus once a year when they blossom, like around term time. But anyway, it's bigger. I never checked the seed because it's illegal to pick it, I think. But the seed is obviously bigger than a grist shell pull. So fine, if you basically do evidence of a pishpesh, you can be told on the pishpesh. Here we have a big machlokas. The machaber says you have evidence of a pishpesh. What does he not say? If you live in a town with pishpeshim. Apparently he thinks a town with pishpeshim is not good enough. Only lice do we have like an across the board kumo. Pishpeshim, you need a specific pishpesh. And everyone disagrees with him. Right, the Shach and the Taz disagree with him. They point out there's a Rashba against him. They point out there's a Rush against him, even though they see Yosef, he tries to make the Rush say what he wants the Rush to say, but that's very dachuk. There's any Ruchim against him.
It's actually very, the Beis Yosef says, I think the Rush really might mean, but the Pashas of the Rush is that even if it's Motsoi, okay, nowadays, I'm not really sure what a pishpish says. So some sort of bed bug, but I don't think we have big bed bugs nowadays. Even people have bed. Oh, am I not supposed to erase that?
No.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah, just
okay, fine. Anyway, Lamaisa, what about if you have Hishpeh is Tuyim, but Lo Harga Ohibiha? And basically, you have the Mechaber who says, you're not Tola. And the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Pashtas of the Rush and the Shach and the Taz who say you are Tola. Obviously, you hold like all the Achronim against the Chaver. I hope it won't come up first. Yes. Im ein bekesem mokum echad kigrisva od. If you don't have one spot of kigrisva od, afi sheisham tiben harbe. There's a lot of drops. Smoke and Zelda, and there's a lot of drops next to each other. Are you mitzaref them or not? Right? Okay, we already assumed you weren't, and that's why we asked about those cases that I just erased. But
let's pretend we don't know if you're mitzarf different drops or not. There's drops near each other. Actually, it's sarf and yishmi also gris. If we add them together more than a gris, toho rosh and a tolum called tiba vakina, each drop is its own louse. Actually, look at gris for ov, unless one drop has a gris for ov, makam echad. The yeshalim, some people say, the hani mi lekshinim to a chaluka, well, nimso of a servant starving the gris for ov.
That's only if it's found on her clothing, but on her body, it's mitzarf to the gris for ov. Meaning, really, there's three shitas. One thing is very, very pashut. Al chaluka, there's a shear of kegris ma'od, and everyone agrees that tipin einon mitzarfin. Different drops are mitzarf. The four more different drops are mitzarf. That's very pashut. What about al gufa? What about on her body? Here we have three shitas. It's a little funny. There's two shitas in Sefavot, two shitas in Sefavot. If you combine them, you get three shitas. What are the three shitas? The most machmer shita is the Rambah. This is in Se'if Vav, which is that there's no shear. If there's no shear, there's not even, you can't even ask, well, would multiple drops be mitzarif? Because a kol shiur is tummy anyway, there's no shear. Then there is the Yesh Omrim in Se'if Ches, which is the Ravid and other Rishonim. Right? There is the Ravid, the Ode in Se'if Ches, which says, no, there is a Shear of Kibrit the Ode. But keeping our Mitzarfin on her body. Her body more machmer, mitzarif, the different tipin. And then there's the, what l'chora seems to be the stam of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Which is the Rashba, even though the Rashba says he's nervous to be making lemaisa. This is what he thinks, at least, right? This is at least what he thinks, which is the stam in Se'if Vav and Se'if Ches. He says, nope. There's a shear of kegris ve'od and tipin are not mitzarfin, meaning just like, or it's equal to, same as the chaluk, the clothing. There's no difference in the go from the clothing whatsoever. That's the Rashba thinks. In the end, he says, Lamais, I'll be macro like the right bit, because I don't want to be too makel, but this is what he thinks. Okay, where do all these three shitas come from? Why should there be a difference between the guf and the when it comes to size, why should there be a difference between the guf and the chaluk? Because there is some rice that suffek or machmer on a guf and not on her chaluk. And that breaks as a context. If you look on Daf Nun Chesem and Aleph, which is the same as Se'if Tes, you know what? Let's read Se'if Tes, and then I'll come back to this. Kesan and Nitzal Basara, right? This is an Ibaya, right? Where are we? This is an Ibaya, I think on Nun Chesem and Aleph. Yeah. Boy of Yirmid, Kashur Mahu, Kashur Mahu, Tipin Tipin Mahu, the Roch of Yerecha Mahu. What if it's a weird shape? What do you mean a weird shape? A shape that doesn't seem like it could have fallen. Remember, in those days there was no underwear, right? So the dam falls out of the Makar. We have an idea of how it would look like when it landed, right? If it drips from here and it lands there, it should have a certain surah. What if it has a shape that doesn't seem to be the shape of something that fell from the Makar? Do we say, well, then she's the horror, so it must have come from someplace else? But we say, no, things can fall in weird shapes, and you never know. So that's the Ibaya, right? Remember what I read to you in the Chasabar? You're in Kashir Mahu, Kashura Mahu, these are all shapes. Tipin, Tipin Mahu, the Rofin, Recha Mahu. And I admit there's different Perush and what some of these shapes are, which we're not getting into. What is Shohanar saying? Tess, Kesem, Ninsal, Basara. There's a long shaft here, which we're going to skip this long shaft, because basically there's a Bach that doesn't make any sense, and he spent a long time saying how it doesn't make any sense. So. We'll skip it. What if she finds a kesem on her flesh, which is long like a strip? O ugle, or round. O shahi, teepin, or a lot of drops. O shahi, orach esam rochi reicha, or it's sideways. O shahi, nirkilu matlamal, or it looks like it spritz from the bottom to the top, which would mean it's from the floor. Ho alu kenegbe storbat, since it is under the genitals. Tameya shahitmeya, meaning we don't rely on these svaras that are like, oh, this shape couldn't have come from the mucker. No, if it's a place under the mucker, we assume things land in all kinds of weird shapes depending on exactly how you're moving at that moment. The anal reason not to be a good like that. We don't say if it dripped out of her body, out of her genitals, it wouldn't look like this. We're machmer in the sibaya. Okay. One of the things in the sibaya is teepin, drops. So now the question is, what is that sibaya of teepin, of drops? And then there's something, what do they say back? They say, Toshma al Basara, it's Tamei. Al Basara, my love, Kia Gavna. Isn't this the case? No, it's not. But some, at least they, no, maybe it's not. They think that maybe something's about Basara. So what is the Ibaya of Tipin? If it'll drip, that doesn't seem like a, you know, it doesn't seem like a weird shape to me. So there are three shitas in the Rishonim. What's the Ibaya of Tipin?
Ibaya of keeping al-Bisara. Says the Rambam, the Ibaya is that it's a weird pattern. It's a weird pattern. You know what? If it really fell from the uterus, it shouldn't have been different dots. It should have been one big dot. How about it's a dot? How about it's a tifa? Is a tifa bigger than a gris or smaller than a gris? Smaller than a gris. So what does this prove? That the ibaya was a weird pattern. But the size didn't bother anyone. It proves that on the Sarah, the size is close to whom. It's a weird pattern, meaning the, let me say it a little better. The, it's a ibaya because it's a weird pattern. But the size is enough to be tummy, right? What's the diuk? But the size is not a part of a hakel. No one said we're makel, there's only a drop. It's like Ritsuva and Shir and Shura and all these other things. It's a weird pattern. Oh, what about the fact that it's a drop? It must be a drop as Bachmir. Therefore, a kol shehu al-Bisara is coming because they weren't makel because of the small size. They were only at a happening to be makel because of the weird shape.
Did they create a bigger shape? Didn't when more blood falls, they create a bigger shape?
No, but it, each drop was separate. That's what teepin means. Teepin means okay. Said the Ravid, no, this Ibaya is not exactly the same as the other Ibayas. I mean, okay, you could view it. Just that you could view it different ways. Says the, let's just ask, all right. Let me ask it a much simpler way. I'm going to ask it a much simpler way. The pashut pshat is that it goes together with everything else that's like it.
Okay.
You can also say the ibayah. Okay. The pashut pshat, what's the pshat? Pshat is that the ibayah is because it's a weird pattern. But why isn't it mutter? Because it's just a small drop. Why is it just a small drop? Why get into the weird pattern? So the Rambam has a great deal. Ikan muchach de kesem kol shehu al besara is coming. What does the writing they say? They say, it doesn't say tipa, it says tipe. Right? Why?
Ikan muchach
Dittipin mitstarfin lishir al-basara. Ah, it's not that there is no shear. Of course there's a shear. But from here we get proof that many tipos aren't starving to the shear. It couldn't be, that would be by the Gemara, that the by the Gemara was whether they're starving or not. And then it wouldn't be exactly like the other ones. And the simple shot is the by is a weird pattern. Oh, but it's too small. Who cares about the weird pattern? If it's too small, it's butter. The Rambam says no minimum size, right? He says there is minimum size. That should be evident together. And what did the Rashba say?
The Rashba just says, he makes an okimta. They call tipa, or at least one of the tipa. He makes an okimta. The tipa ahas is gedola mikigris.
No, who says tipa means a small drop? No, tipa can mean a big drop, and a big drop can be bigger than a gris. Okay. So basically, you have three ways of explaining this ibaya, the strange ibaya, tipin, sit, test. Tipin. Ah, don't say that it's mutter because it's a weird shape and couldn't have come from the mucker. It could have come from the mucker. Right? Isn't it mutter because it's very small? The Rambam says there's no size. The Rambam says, ah, it's a Roman size. And the Rashba says, who says tipa is small? A tipa is big. Okay, that's where these three cheeses have come from. The Gra actually says what I just said very nicely in Se'if Se'if Katan Tes Zayin. The Gra says this very nicely. Okay, but you don't need to read the Gra because I said it also. Even if the Gra says it nicer. What else? One last thing. The Piskei Tshuva Tes Zayin. Tipin Harbi. I am the safer binas adam shar beis hanoshim linyan kesem shenim tal beis yad shol noshim al mokam akmatim. They have pleated sleeves. Even nowadays, some people have pleated sleeves on a pleat. Right, that's a fold. Right, we all have, yeah, that's true. Yeah, even I have a pleat on my sleeve. So you find the kesem. They are on the pleat. You have a kedip. What does it mean? The kesem is like this. But if I unfold the pleat, then the two reds are no longer attached to each other. As long as it's folded, they're attached to each other. When I unfold it, it's not attached to each other. Does that count as, is that mitzarif or not? So he says, oh no, because the ain't no tougher pushing and stuff. If it's not sewn together, meaning if you go mamish, unfold it and fold it, whatever you want, push it, it's not mitzarif, it's two separate summon. You just go like this, you open it, you unfold it, and you look at it and you say, hey, separate drops, they're not mitzarif. And even the afilim tefurim tzarichin alchamim, even if they're sewn together, so you can't actually unfold it, maybe since there's really space in between them and they're not really the same piece, maybe they're not. Sorry if he's not sure. So basically, there's a big kulul of Venus Adam that if it's on a fold or a pleat, it is not mitzarif. Maybe even if it's sewn, for sure if it's not sewn. A lot of the acronym did not like this kulul of Venus Adam at all. They said whether it's sewn or not, it is mitzarif. The Aruch HaShulchan here says it's mitzarif either way. Shevet Alevi says it's mitzarif either way. What? Okay, but we need to editorialize. Anyway, Lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan here is machmir against the Venus Adam. The Shevet Alevi is machmir against the Venus Adam. Savir Lahaniach, that the Bar Yosef Shulchan's machmer against the Venus Adam, right? Right, and please editorialize.
The
stamina should be served. It's the stamina that should be served. Like this, the tour of the bigot, that it's supposed to be. Is that it's supposed to be folded? No, I think it means dafka, a pleat. Like it's a fold. It's like supposed to be folded that way. If you go like Roshan, maybe you could say the form, you could still say the shear is the normal tour of the bega. The normal tour of the bega is it's supposed to be, is that it's supposed to be folded. I wonder if he brings down anyone here. Okay, no, he doesn't have this fight. Anyway, Lemaisa,
Lemaisa. I don't know how often it happens, I must admit, but I probably would be machmir because basically all the poskim I've seen are against the Sabina Sada. Certainly if it's sewn, like meaning if you have a seam, right, the underwear has a seam and it's folded over and sewn, then for sure it would be machmir. Even Sabina Sada wasn't something to be made for. Even if it's a regular pleat, which is not really so common, you know, all the sperm I've seen nowadays are machmer against the Venus Adam. The Aruch HaShulchan is not always machmer. Okay, so Lemaisa, I think we don't pass like this Venus Adam. Okay, Sef Yud. Oh, okay. Now we can start the shir. Sef Yud. Hesem Shenemtza Al Dorah She'inu Makabel Toma Lo Gazra Lav. Right, this is the opinion of the Tanner of Nehemiah. The Beis Yosef points out that even though the Ravid, it was the Ravid, I think, passing against Rabbi Nehemiah, he says, nope, whether it's Makabal Tomer or not, it's still Tomei. I think that's who he quoted. Someone, correct me if I'm wrong. Rabbi Nehemiah says, well, Dovashin Makabal Tomei in Makabal Ksamim. And even though the Ravid holds, we don't hold that way, all the other Rishonim pass like Rabbi Nehemiah. We all like Rabbi Nehemiah. It's a clear psak.
That she would be on,
so
they're like
monitoring
next to each other.
No, then I don't think that would be what's nice. Like this half on one bag and half on the next bag. Like she had layers. Even if she had layers, no, but I think still, those are mamish different duck. We wouldn't go that far and be macher. And I think also, like, if, like, I don't know, there's, like, two parts of the begad, but, like, we could tell it might have just been scrunched up at some point and fallen. I think then we would also be mako. I think the Ochashon is only Machmir Zvinas Adav. That's the tour of the begad. That's how it's supposed to look.
Even though
we're the same as those things we had over here, right? It's just that formally you have to decide what's the tour of what's not. Lani Yostati. Okay, Yod. Kesem is the Dov She'in Mekabal Tomel, Lo Gazer Olav, right? That is how we explain. Remember, Shmuel said she sat on Karka Olam and she found blood there. She's not Tamei. Why? No, right? So I understand she's not Tamei. No, Argosha. Why did you tell me you're like family, you're on and the Ksamen? The answer is because the ground's not Makabal Toma. Kasmir is all Dovashin Makabal Toma, Lo Gosra Olam, Ketad Vodka Karka Olam, he says. Oh, called Dovashin Makabal Toma in the, or let's read the Makabal. Oh, Besakishin Makabal Toma, or a bathroom. That is, again, in the time of Chazal, there wasn't a bathroom in the house. There was a chamber pot. And that pot is Makabal Toma. It was just a regular Tsuchara's pot. A chamber pot is called a pot. It's just a pot. I mean, you don't use the same one for cooking and for going to the bathroom, but you buy the same thing. Just this one is for going to the bathroom and that one's for cooking. There are Ma's days, they had some bathrooms, which were, they already had bathrooms that were attached to the ground. So the bathroom is attached to the ground, like all of our bathrooms, right? Our toilets are all attached to the ground. Almost all our toilets are attached to the ground. Okay, they have like porta potties, whatever, that are not attached to the ground sometimes. I guess sometimes the Yesh London, how about the toilet on a plane or on a bus, et cetera. But most toilets, 99% of all toilets are attached to the ground. So that's not Makabal Toma. What does it mean, basic Kishin Makabal Toma? It means attached to the ground. So if it's the ground or anything attached to the ground or cold or anything else, it's not Makabal Toma. The Yashra love and it's multiple kesem. Is Tahora. Okay, the king cuts me into all of the Shavua Torah, that's already a new halacha. Right? The principle is any kesem that's on a Dovashi and Makabal Toma is Tahora, it's a Mafurish Gemara. Rabbi Nehemiah says, it seems pretty clear we pass like him. The Svara is not so clear. There's two opinions. What's the Svara that it's Japan and Makabal Toma? Like, who cares if it's Makabal Toma or not? If you find a kesem, you find a kesem. What? So the Tosfos says, Tosfos and the Ram say, because really the Gzeirah Ksamim is of Taros. Remember, they were very machmir about Taros. Really, the Gzeirah is because of Taros. But you have to go a little further. No, even if it's not Makabal Toma, she's still Makabal Toma. You have to say, really, the Gzeirah Ksamim is because, let me point something out. Anida who bleeds is an Avatoma. But what else is an avatoma? The blood is an avatoma, right? The blood itself is an avatoma, even if she doesn't touch anything. The blood itself is an avatoma. Dam nida is an avatoma. So the dam nida is metame, whatever it lands on. The dam nida itself is an avatoma. Now, here, this very tara here discusses if the dam nida comes out without hargoshes, then avatom midaraisa or midrabanan. Like, is only xeris ksamen or no midaraisa when it comes out with hargosh or not? It's an avatom. It could very well be. Tosa unclear. Sidri Tar says the dam nida is always an avatoma. So really, the dam nida is tame, and it's the tame what it lands on. The xeris ksamen is because what it lands on is tame. Chazal or gozer be consistent, then the woman's also tame. Okay, really, there's 2 days in the achronim whether the dam is metame midaraisa, and then they were just gozer make the woman equal to the dam, or the dam is a metame, they came without hargasha. They were gozer on the dam, and agav the dam, or gozer on the woman. The point is, the gzera on the woman is not because they wanted the woman to be tamei. It's because they wanted the dam to be tamei, and the dam is metame with a lance on. And what were they afraid? They were afraid that if the woman walked around still muteres, she would think that the sheet that the blood landed on is tahora. And then someone would touch it and go to the Beis HaMikdash and it would be terrible of eros. Right, it'd be truma and touch everything in town and ruin the whole town. So they're only gozer of the tuma on the woman in order that we take seriously the tuma of the object the blood landed on. And therefore it's only if the blood lands on something habal tuma. If it lands on something that habal tuma, then we don't need to be tamei the woman because you don't have to be tamei with the blood landed. That is the Tosos Naran shot. The Rashba says slightly different shot. He says, Milsad lo shchicha lo gozer rabbanan, and blood landing on something that's not makabal toma is not shchiach. It's only common that it lands on something that's makabal toma. Okay. That's a, it might be true. It's funny that like that's how we've defined what shchiach, what not shchiach. But anyway, those are the two shitas. Doesn't make enough green to the Lamaisa. Like, there's an obvious enough green you could think of, but it doesn't work. What? Okay, you can say if it goes through, goes through. If it goes through, low goes through. Anyway, Lamaisa, the Rashba says, because most of the Shricha and the Tosa of the Ran says there were only goes through Tumah on the woman to make sure that you believe that there was Tumah on the object the blood landed on.
Of the dam itself, if you hold it still, right? So it would be even if it's a kosher, right?
You'd have to answer a lot of questions. Okay, you have to look at the Sidur Torah, how he deals with all those. You're right.
Even if it's there, I'm wondering if that's exactly the issue for why it's on usually it's a kosher, whereas on Kahuka it's a gris. Because if it falls on her, then she would become a slave.
Then it's a closer xera.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear the taina, maybe. Okay, F sharp. Anyway, lemaisa, it doesn't matter. Either way, we pass in, but it falls on something, it's not makabel toma. You are, then the woman's also not tamea. Points out the shach in Sifkatan Tes Zayin. He says, the Gemara talks about, right there in Nun Chesam and Aleph, mashtisa. If it falls on the mashtisa, okay, what is a mashtisa? So some people say it's shesi, right? The warp. I think shesi is the warp. I always have trouble figuring out what's the warp, what's the woof. The meaning, the like strings that go up and down that then you weave through, right? Shesi is not makabel toma. So Tosa says, it's makabel tomas begoyim. It's makabel, it's not makabel tomas. Regular toma, meaning maga, etc. It's not makabel toma from a mace or from a sheretz or from a nevel or from a zav, etc. It's makabel taras, as it says before in the chumash. Oh hashasi, oh ha'era, right? It says many times in the chumash. You might recall in parshas Tazria, Tazria. Maybe the Torah, wherever it is, parshas Tazria with Torah. So and that's how we paskin that even if something makabel tomas negarim, that's still called makabel toma. That creates a fascinating discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkat and Yud Zayin. What about houses? So he says, hold on a second. Even though you say mechover is not makabel toma, we all know houses are makabel tomas negarim, right? The whole Torah Sabbatim, right? The whole parsha in the Torah, Torah of houses. So houses are makabel toma. So maybe houses count as makabel toma, even though normally you think of a house as the least makabel toma, it's mechover l'karka. Maybe a house is makabel toma. That is the chumra brought down by the Minchas Yaakov, meaning the Torah of Shlomin. And then he quotes a big machlokas, the Kreishi Plesi disagrees, and the Sidri Tara disagrees. Halacha l'maisa, the Efronim say that if you actually go through Hilchos Degayim, first of all, it would only be houses in Israel, right? Because the Chutzlars, there's no Veis Eres Achuzaschem, there's no Tumas Degayim in Israel, in Chutzlars. And the houses have to be a very specific kind of house. And l'chora, the poskim assume l'maisa that our houses, which are made mostly of concrete, are not mekabel tumas degayim. Simple pshat is, since our houses are not made of the materials mentioned in the Chumash, not they don't have any of those materials, but they're not mostly made of the materials mentioned in the Chumash, they're mostly made of concrete. Pashtus is our houses are not mekabel tumas degayim. Pashtus, they're not mekabel tumas degayim. And halach l'maisa, the minig is that we're not machber by houses. Probably because our houses are built differently than the houses in the time of the Chumash, and they're not makabel tumas degayim. And when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, we'll have to paskin. L'chor, the psak will be that our houses are not makabel tumas degayim. So you don't have to worry about houses nowadays. Okay, there's a lot more we do have to worry about. We should all be challenged by the shachs of katan tesvav, right? By the shachs of katan tesvav. I baram hechoskei l'mayin advarm shei makabel tumas. Okay, if you're not sure it's Megalot Tumah, just chaz with the Ram Helchas Kalim, and it's all very clear there. The truth is, it's not all so clear. Not everything's covered in the Ram Helchas Kalim. There's a lot of debates as to what Megalot Tumah, what isn't. But we'll have to pick up with that next time with some of the debates. There's some of the modern day debates, the classic debates, as to what's Megalot Tumah, what is not Megalot Tumah, and then we will go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so we'll pick up in the middle of our discussion of Kabbalah.
Okay,
you would say because we don't really think it's her dummy, but we really think it must have like gotten there from something else.
She would, if she was Roa, she would treat her as a Sura to whoever she was married to. She was
married. I really think it's predominant. I think the odds are it must be red stain of something else. Keep in mind also in the old days, like they didn't have a she has stain on her skirt or stain on her leg. It could always be something else. And the world was dirtier in those days. There was less hygiene in general. So like you really never know. You never know. You can take a lot of dirt.
Would a house, assuming the Torah Shlomim, would a bathroom in the house?
I wonder if he I think, again, I'm not as big a buck in Taras as I should be, but I think that the toilet would not be called to only the walls would be called to. I think it would have to be other rooms. Mirza Shem. Mirza Shem. Okay. Then.